Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you guys are having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So real quick, I have a prayer, or rather a curse breaker, spell breaker prayer that I want to give you guys. It's part of a series that I've been working on called Spiritual Warfare. And guys, right now, if you guys want this series to come out within this week, I need you to let me know. Hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on Instagram, on Twitter. You guys can find me, Planet Jave. I think probably the best one to message me on is the Planet Jave Instagram, and that is PlanetJavv. And you guys can hit me up on that. But let me know if you guys want those podcasts, and I'll get them out to you right away. They're kind of intense, which is why I've waited so long to put them out. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but sometimes I put things out that I've had on, I've been sitting on for months. And it's because I try to wait for the Spirit of the Lord to tell me when to put it out. But as of right now, I can see the state of the world, and it's very evident that this needs to come out. So if you guys want it soon, let me know and enjoy this podcast. So this is how I break curses. I rebuke, I break, I loosen myself from all evil curses, fetishes, charms, vexes, hexes, and spells. I bind them up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind up all psychic powers, all sorcery, all bewitchments, all witchcraft, and all enchantments. I bind up love potions and psychic prayers that have been put upon me and back to 10 generations on both sides of my family. Then I go, I declare, I have been translated from darkness into the kingdom of light, where I cannot be cursed, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I silence every evil tongue speaking against me, my life today, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I reject the spirit of hindrance and delay in my life. I command every ancestral spirit fighting against my progress to be destroyed by fire in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a new creation, and no curse shall harm me, free from every spirit of fear and terror in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am free. So this is what I declare to push back some of the powers of darkness, sorcery, witchcraft, all of that, in order to stay on the path that God wants you to stay on. Because spells, they can have you stuck in cycles. They can keep you from moving forward. They can keep you from making progress on your journey. And they can really keep you stuck. And so, you know, these days, people don't even refer to spells as spells anymore. They call them programs. And so we all run on different programs. And when you become aware of these programs, you can break from them, especially if they are ones that aren't working together for your highest good, or they don't necessarily benefit you on your spiritual journey anymore. And so certain things, they shouldn't dwell or be in your world. And so you have to bind and break certain things that have been loosened on your life. Because again, there are people working against you, unfortunately. You know, I have to acknowledge that. And those people, they play for the other side of the scale. So you have to be aware of this and push those forces back in order to keep moving forward. And you know, sometimes God allows things to happen in your life for a reason. And other times it's literally the devil just playing games with you. So you have to know when to fight back and when to bind up and push back the forces of darkness so that they are not able to continuously harm you on your journey or keep you or prevent you from moving forward. You know, if you get stuck in a lake, you got to get out of it. You got to get out of it. You get stuck in go down a waterfall, got to get out of that too. You know, and the best way to do that is to bind up all of these negative things, all these curses and spells that have been placed upon you. And, you know, sometimes you have to do that return to sender thing. Sometimes you have to do that to recall your own energy and repel all energies that aren't yours. Spells are just energy. They're just words that have been cast from the mouth towards you. You know, someone has spoken life or death towards you. And all you have to do is choose life by speaking life upon yourself and to denounce whatever has been spoken upon you by declaring that you are free from it and that everything is going to work out the way it's supposed to. So I just want to share that with you guys because it's been part of my story for a while, and I feel kind of weird because I talk about a lot of things in my podcast, but sometimes I steer away from topics like this because I know that there are so many people who are heavily involved in witchcraft, and the world that we live in today is kind of normalized. And so just as protection for myself, I tend to not, you know, talk about these things because you kind of open yourself up to these forces. But at the same time, I know that there's other people who are dealing with these forces and have been dealing with these forces for a while. And there are some that don't even know about it or aren't aware about it. And so you have to be aware of it and know when to fight back. And I'll be honest, I was petrified. Like, I was literally petrified when God started to reveal the works of the devil in my life through sorcery. Because when God started to reveal to me in college that there were people around me that were literally spell casting upon me to keep me in a certain space, it broke my heart, because I was like, dang, I love some of these people. Like, it broke my heart. But at the same time, it was scary, because I was like, dang, you really just don't know anybody, and you can't necessarily trust anyone that your intuition tells you not to. Always lean on your intuition and trust your gut feeling, because most of the time it's right, and it is right, you know. Especially if you're a child of God, that Holy Spirit in you is going to tell you right from wrong. And so when you come across certain people who you get bad vibes from, you know, you get that weird feeling like, maybe your heart starts beating fast and it's not in a good way, you know, you got to pay attention to those people, because they could be individuals in your life that are casting upon you and keeping you in a funky space. So just be aware, you know, and be protected. Stay prayed up. Plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Make sure that you are literally praying over your mind, your subconscious mind, your unconscious mind. My thing that I do is I try to say three prayers throughout the day, if not more. One in the morning, one in the midday, and one at nighttime. So then I am protecting myself at kind of all of the vulnerable spots of, you know, time or existence. You know, right before you go to sleep is a very vulnerable period for everyone. Right when you wake up is very vulnerable. And midday, because when you know, been through the day for a little bit, you kind of get into a interesting vibration towards the midday. So some people are tired, but those are like kind of the three points that I'm always praying at, because I have to protect myself from these forces out here, you know, and others as well. You know, it's just good to be protected. You know, praying is believing, you know, believing that everything on the other side, the angels, God, Christ, is going to protect you from all of these wicked forces on this side and on the other side. So that's my little spiel on this. Thank you guys for listening. And by God's divine grace and mercy, if you are dealing with craft or dealing with spells, I pray that God loosens you from it. I pray that God delivers you from any person or anyone or any group of people who are casting upon your life, speaking death towards you. I speak life over you. You shall live. You shall be fruitful. You shall multiply. Your life shall be abundant and beautiful. Life is going to get better for you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I bind up all spells that have been placed upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are set free. Have a beautiful day, life, and thrive. Let your sun shine. God bless you guys.